This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Here's a guy I want to meet and I want you to meet. His name is Larry Wood, and he is a master, the all-time greatest, the champ at something very specific, the New Yorker Caption Contest. It's something we do every week here. We print a cartoon online and in the magazine without a caption. Readers send in suggestions. The cartoon editor Bob Mankoff and his team pick three finalists. And then readers vote to pick the winner, the funniest caption for that particular image. Larry Wood is a seven-time winner of the caption contest. He is the Muhammad Ali and the Joe Louis and the Ronda Rousey of the contest. There's no one even close. How does he do it? I'm glad you asked. The New Yorker's Susan Morrison tried to learn the secret.
I get up Monday morning, and first thing I do is I check the New Yorker website and take a look at the caption. I just stare at it for about 10 minutes. That's when the ideas start to come, usually.
I understand that you have a process for writing your captions. Would you like to walk us through that?
Sure. Part of it is a puzzle. Cartoons that get submitted to the contest usually have two frames of reference. So you've got to come up with a caption that makes sense of the cartoon, and then you've got to make it funny.
Right.
The first contest that I won showed a panhandling dolphin, and the guy's reaching in his back pocket to give him some money, and the woman's yelling at him. I had her say, if he's so damn intelligent, let him get a job. The real competition, I think, comes in becoming a finalist. That's the hard thing to do. Once I come up with all the captions that I'm considering, and it could be anywhere from 3 to 10, I'll email them to this group of friends, and they're brutally honest. They're just telling me which ones they think are funny. And if I think they're right, then I'll go along with them.
I see. I know that you have a get-out-the-vote strategy. Once cartoons are finalists, then people can vote on them. Tell me how you go about doing that.
I will. I'll send out an email to everybody I know, everybody my wife knows. I ask them to use social media, which I really don't know how to use.
Do you think this is fair? Does an air of suspicion hover over the victories, like Kennedy beating Nixon?
Fair? Who cares if it's fair, Susan? my feeling is that if you're a final, I believe all finalists will do this. I think once you become a finalist, of course you're going to tell everybody about it.
Interesting. I know that you once came up with the winning caption but didn't actually win. When that happens, shouldn't you sue us?
That's a good idea. I think that it happens all the time to a lot of people. I think sometimes people have the same idea. I mean, you've got 5,000 to 7,000 people who are entering the contest every week. A lot of them are going to be coming up with the same joke. So I imagine that this happens on a fairly regular basis.
I'm sure. Well, I find that people with good senses of humor fall into one of two categories. They're the people who laugh uproariously at other people's jokes, and then there are the people who kind of stand there and stroke their chin and say, that's funny.
Yeah.
And a lot of professionals fall into the second category, but you sound like a good laugher on the radio at least. What?
Oh, yeah. No, I think I'm a laugher, but I guess if you're seeing it all the time, you can't really laugh. You're judging it. And you just will say, yeah, that's funny, that's not funny, but you're never really enjoying it. And Bob Mankoff talks about this as well.
But I have to say, you've got to be careful or Bob Mankoff is going to start attaching electrodes to your head.
Yeah. Larry Wood, 7-time winner of the New Yorker Caption Contest. If you want to try your hand at it, go to contest.newyorker.com right now.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.